Moving up.
Are you trying to become the board chair?
I know.
You ready? Okay.
Ready, Denise?
Yes.
Meeting will come to order. Let's begin with the flag.
This is Monday, July 22nd, 2019. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunter, and
Steele, New Jersey.
Add a quick notice that this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. In that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Filas?
Absent.
Dr. Lewis?
Here.
Mr. Mattson?
Absent.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Absent.
Mrs. Stevens?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, great. Thank you. We'll just run down the agenda briefly. The agenda lists new business vouchers, but we have none this month to approve, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I put it in just in case some came, but...
Yep, we've got none.
I looked all over for them.
Well, that's good. We learn. It's good for some people.
Yeah.
We'll approve one set of minutes from June 24th. We have, it says, two resolutions to adopt Old 75 and Valenzuela. And then we have a decision on the dismissal of the application without prejudice for DiSapio. And assuming we do that, we'll have a resolution to adopt on that as well. And then a public hearing on HDP Hardly Realty. That's it. Okay. Anyone else have anything they want to add? Hey, Jen. Shelley, got your computer.
If I could figure out how it works.
Okay. we'll let you work on that. Okay. Meeting minutes of June 24th were distributed. Eligible members, Mattson, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Pfeffer, and Yeager. Does anyone have any comments or corrections? No.
Motion to approve.
Okay, and a second, please. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Okay. And we are all caught up with minutes.
We are.
Right.
Excellent.
And shortly, and we're going to be all caught up with the resolution.
We'll be completely caught up with everything.
Wow.
Okay, resolutions. Hey. Old 75... LLC, I have version 5, is the most recent one distributed, correct?
Correct.
And does anyone else, let's see, eligible members, Lewis, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Pfeffer, and Yeager. Are there any other comments or corrections beyond
that? No, okay. I'm happy to say the applicant's attorney actually agreed to this form, which I wasn't sure
okay.
would happen. Mm-hmm.
Don, if an applicant didn't...
We'd still adopt
it. We'd still adopt it. Would you make a note to that?
No. Effect? No, I wouldn't. But on this particular one, there was a certain back and forth.
Was it nice?
No, it was always nice. I mean, this guy's nice. So it was nice.
I mean, it's always nice to have the agreement.
Oh, but it's always nice to have the agreement. Yeah. But you had a question on one of the conditions.
Yes. In the final condition, let's see, where was it? Let me go find the number. It was on the number of drop-offs and pickups.
Condition number 5 on page 8, the maximum number of vehicles and turnovers of vehicles. And the condition says there shall be a maximum of 125 motor vehicles on the property at any one time. And then the second sentence says
there shall be no more than 3
turnovers of vehicles per month.
My question was, does that mean, and I think this came from you, Pastor.
It did. Even though you voted no on the application, it came from you.
So are we saying that there's thus a maximum of 375, which would be 125 times 3, drop-offs and pickups per month, or are we just going to let it stand?
So, Karen, what did you mean?
375 drop-offs and 375 pickups? Something.
All I know is that I was trying to limit the amount of turnover and turn coming in and out of the lot. So,
I guess the question is, if someone read that, would there be any debate?
Let's put it this way. To me, a turnover means drop-off and pick-up. So to me, the limitation of three turnovers was they couldn't have more than, if the maximum number of vehicles on the property is 125 at any one time, then you couldn't have more than 375 vehicles being serviced per month.
Right.
In week one, I could drop, this is per month, right? So in week one, I could swap out all 125 cars. Yep. That's 125 drop-offs,
right.
125 pickups.
Yep.
I could do the same in week two and week three.
But you couldn't do it in week four.
Anything in week four.
Right. So is this ambiguous or is this clear enough? That's the way I interpret
it. It's ambiguous.
Yeah.
But if that's what it means, I think we should add a sentence saying, let's put it meaning, no more than 375 vehicles serviced per month.
There's no room for confusion.
Right.
Should we? Then, do you want to strike the sentence that says three turnovers?
No, because that's what she said, and
that's what
you guys
right.
said. And then just put comma, meaning no more than 375 motor vehicles shall be serviced on the property in any one month.
But is serviced the property?
Yeah, serviced is.
No. Yeah, serviced to me means.
Yeah, not serviced. Shall be turned over.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Not serviced.
Who monitors and tracks this?
That's a separate issue.
Oh.
We're not in
okay, ready for this? Right. I have no idea.
Yeah.
This is going to be Mike Wright's problem. Let's be honest about it.
It's true.
We're going to have monuments there. It won't come up unless somebody complains, right?
That's correct.
I'm seeing a truck there every day or five times a day, then we
exactly.
investigate.
Right. Okay, so with that insertion in condition number five, comma, meaning no more than 375 motor vehicles shall be turned over on the property in any one month, period. If no one has anything else, can someone make a motion?
Hey, just one last thing here.
Okay.
How are we counting months?
What do you mean?
Calendar month?
Are you ready for this? I don't know, but that one, that's too complicated. I mean, what do you want? Per month from the first of the month to the 30th of the month?
Or something like that.
I'm not looking for problems. I'm looking for cracks where people slip in and say, "Well, you know, I'm starting counting on the 6th of the month."
All right.
Say per calendar month.
Meaning no more than 375 motor vehicles shall be turned over on the property
any one 30-day period.
I like that.
Fine.
I like in any 30-day period.
In any given 30-day period.
Because you don't want them doing 375 on the 10th of the month. And then on the 12th, they come in and say, oh, it's a new month. I count the months from the 11th.
Period. Okay. Comma. Meaning no more than 375 motor vehicles shall be turned over on the property in any given 30-day period.
And you made this change on page 8, you said?
Yes.
You have the same stuff on page 4 as well.
Well, that...
Under the positive criteria.
Correct, but that is a listing of...
Yes.
I'm all right with... Okay, if I'm going to do that, then I have to do it under the positive criteria of the use variance and under the negative criterion of the use variance on page 5, to be consistent. If you look at... You have draft 5 in front of you?
Yeah.
I had left out all the conditions. Somehow they got eliminated from draft 4, so I inserted them back from draft 5. They're the same conditions from the positive criterion.
Okay.
So let me just make myself a note. Okay, so the same insertion, page 4, page 5, and in the condition number 5 on page 8. Now, one of you be so kind as to make a motion to adopt this resolution as revised.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Dr. Lewis?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Yeah, Lewis, McCaffrey, McTiernan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Right. The motion passed.
Okay. Sharon can't vote. She voted no.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Correct. Correct. This was very intriguing. You know, sometimes you don't know how these things are going to come out. This one was one of those.
It's an interesting case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're lucky you weren't there that night. You would have had heart palpitations.
Resolution 2019-06, Valenzuela, and we are looking at version 3.
Right, and this one has two more revisions tonight. No, it doesn't. It has one revision tonight on page 8. After I made these revisions, I found a little typo, and Tom also found it on page 8, condition 4. The very second to last word, it should be the garage, not the garage. Got to get rid of the second E. Very important.
I thought that was a matter of how you were pronouncing it.
Exactly.
Any other changes to this? Okay, so it's Lewis, Mattson, McCaffrey, Pfeffer, Robert, Stevens, and Yeager. Motion to adopt, please.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Second.
I'm sorry, who's second, Mr. Pfeffer?
Either one of them.
Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Great, thank you. Okay. Next, we have a decision on dismissal of application without prejudice for DiSapio Real Estate application 2018-05. Well, that's quite some time ago this one started, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the reasons you said, basically, I get off the pot.
Right. So, Denise, can you give us the background? Have you spoken with them in the last month? I think I saw the correspondence that said you did, but it'd be good to hear it out in public.
Yes. Okay. So, I'm just going to go right from the agenda here.
Go right off the agenda, but that went right off the agenda for the resolution.
Okay. So, this hearing commenced on March 25th. 2019 and was carried to the April 22nd meeting. Per a letter dated April 17th, 2019 from Alan Locher, the applicant.
Don't mispronounce that name.
The applicant granted the board an extension of time within which to hear the application until July 31st, 2019. And the applicant requested that the application be carried to May 20th, 2019 without the need for further notice. On April 22nd, 2019, the board granted the applicant's request to carry the application to May 20th without the need for further notice.
And by the way, everything here, you're just recounting what's in the file, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And all these things are printed and in the file. Per a letter dated May 10th, 2019, from Alan Locher, the applicant's attorney, the applicant was not ready to proceed and requested that the application be carried to the July 22nd meeting, which is tonight, with the applicant obtaining an updated 200-foot list and providing a fresh notice of hearing. During the May 22nd, 2019 meeting, the board decided that the applicant shall either notice for and attend the July 22nd meeting, or the application would be dismissed without prejudice, affording the applicant the opportunity to reapply in the future when they are ready. The board secretary conveyed this to Mr. Locher. Per an email dated July 2nd, 2019 from Alan Locher, the applicant's attorney, in response to the board secretary email inquiry regarding the applicant's anticipated attendance at the July 22nd meeting, Mr. Locher advised that the applicant would not be able to attend. Secretary Filardo advised Attorney Locher that the most likely result would be a dismissal of the application without prejudice at the July 22nd meeting. Attorney Locher said he would advise his the applicant accordingly.
Okay, and let me just add one other thing. Is what I put in the resolution, I not only recited that, but this is the key. This is what started the ball rolling, so to speak, with the first request for the continuance. during the public hearing, at the end of the public hearing, which commenced on May 25th, the board indicated to the applicant on the record that despite the fact that the applicant elected to bifurcate the application and seek only the D1 use variance for the tire sales and auto repair use, the board could require submission of a site plan or an exhibit in the nature of a site plan showing the board that the proposed development would comply with zoning ordinance bulk regulations and all site plan ordinance requirements. Pick up the typo. And the board indicated that it wanted the applicant to submit a conceptual site plan with written notes of how many C variants and or site plan exceptions would be required to approve the proposed development. That's what they sought the extension for, to put together this conceptual site plan and a list of what C variances and what exceptions. That's what they haven't done. That's what they keep on, I'm not going to say stall, but that's what they keep on requesting the extensions for.
So do you have any sense that they'll be back? You don't have a good feeling one way or the other.
Okay. Honestly, I mean, my personal opinion is I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I won't say who I spoke to. It wasn't Mr. Locher, but it was a representative of a property owner called me on something else and basically told me that he didn't think they'd be back. And the implication was it wasn't the owner, it wasn't the applicant, it was whatever company that was interested in doing that auto repair service. They were interested in doing it one way and one way only, and they weren't interested in the feedback that the board gave them on not only what they wanted done, but basically they didn't want a whole bunch of other variances. If you're going to go for the big D1 use variance, and that wasn't for certain anyway, they didn't want a whole bunch of other relief. And what I gathered was that company, again, they had a, you know, your typical thing of how they do things, and they weren't willing to deviate.
Now, Jonathan, there was also some other points that we had raised. Now, I don't know if that's going to be part of your resolution.
Not needed. The main point was this.
Based on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
And so there are a couple typos in here. On page one, I got to correct the spelling of ordinance.
This is for the resolution.
Yeah,
has everyone seen this? I'm not sure. You want to read that, Sharon?
Yeah, so today I decided that I thought the chances were highly likely that this thing was going to be dismissed, since you guys said back in May that you were going to dismiss it unless they were here and noticed. So I drafted a resolution up today. So I figured, why put it off till next month, especially when we were cleaning the decks and Denise had all the minutes up to date, and I had all the resolutions
up. Yeah, right.
Up.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah. You guys are going to ruin that, of course. But.
Well, we'll see.
Right.
Let's give Sharon a minute, too.
And there's some typos on page two. Mm. An of should be an or, a two should be a so. I got two commas, it should be one comma, things like that. I was writing too fast. I caught my own typos on this one. They caught them on the others. You know what the problem is? If you spell something, if it's a word that could go two ways,
they always go the wrong way.
And spell check doesn't catch it, I'm dead. English wasn't my strong topic. Spell check?
You got that under control, huh?
Yeah, got that under control.
Okay, you guys have seen
it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw it. I read it.
Okay.
So, are we all good? A motion to
adopt.
So, do we need a motion first to dismiss?
Well, this is not a memorializing resolution. So, you're going to make a motion to adopt the resolution which dismisses the application without prejudice.
We don't need a separate motion to dismiss.
Okay. No, but again, normally that's what you do. Then you adopt a memorializing resolution. This is almost not an approval resolution because it's dismissing, but it's not a memorializing resolution. It's an action resolution.
Okay. Okay. Motion to that effect, please.
Motion.
Second.
Okay. It's a motion to adopt the resolution dismissing the application without prejudice. An action resolution. Roger.
Got it. Okay.
I know. I'm correcting that.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
For the small resolution, I think I have more typos per page on this thing than probably any other one.
And David's second.
I know. I was doing it at 4 o'clock. Probably had some explanation.
I got a first one already. You can have this one.
And Mr. Duffer was second?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, we are on to public hearings for HDP Harley Realty. Gentlemen, come on up and introduce yourselves, please.
Good evening. My name is Sal DeFazio. I'm an attorney for HDP Harley. Offices are located in Flemington, New Jersey. This is Robert A. DeFazio, the managing member of the LLCs. As you are aware, we were here about 20 years ago for a site plan resolution.
I remember.
Just a different crew up there.
Was anyone here? Now, Mattson, Ms. Stevens was here. Mattson, but he's not here tonight.
I was not. That was right here.
Mm-hmm.
Better give him a little history.
The history of the operation?
This is like, I'm serious. Other than Stevens and me, they don't know anything about what goes on there.
Well, essentially, what happened is we purchased the Harley Davidson business known as Williams Harley Davidson in Bound Brook, New Jersey.
It was there since 1928.
By the way, let's get you sworn because this is the actual witness. They have the same last name, they're cousins. He's the attorney, he's the guy that's the, not, no, insult intended. He's the brains of the operation right here.
No, there's no insult taken, believe me.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give this evening will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you, God? Can you identify yourself and give your address?
Robert DeFazio.
And you are the managing member of the LLC, correct?
Yes, I am.
You want to give them a history of what happened? You guys can sit, by the way. Those are table mics.
Well, like Sal said, we bought Williams in 1999. It was down in Bound Brook. We were in business for 6 months, and then I lost everything to Hurricane Floyd.
Yeah.
I was out of business for about 7 months until I found the property that we've been in for the past 20 years on 22. We bought it from the Stahl family.
You might remember it was the tile barn building.
Mm-hmm. They
one of them had burned down, mm-hmm. and the other one was the other dairy barn was occupiable. So we occupied that for a period of time. And then interestingly, with the board's approval, we had site plan approval, we occupied and operated out of the barn, and we built the new building partially spanning the old building so that
the barn was sticking in to the last segment of the new building so that I could stay in business. And then when we were ready to do that final phase, we came to the town, they gave us approvals, we knocked down the barn, moved everything in, and the transition back into business was really quick. And it's 20 years.
What's interesting is that when Joe Williams and his father, actually, I think it was before him, when they started the business in Bound Brook back in the 20s, it was a bicycle and motorcycle business.
Schwinn Bicycle, right? And Harley Davidson.
And here we are now, asking you to give us a waiver because Harley Davidson is going back into the bicycle business, albeit as electric bicycles.
Wow.
So the, you know, essentially what's happening is we're not changing our use. We're not changing anything about what we do. We're just adding new model to the fleet, and they are electric motorcycles, which will be available September?
Yeah, mid to late September, the first model will be arriving. It's called the Livewire. That's the name of Harley's motorcycle. It's going to be a high-end Tesla-type Harley-Davidson.
Mm, wow.
And the electric charging station we need is to meet our customers' requirements when they come in to charge up. It's the same ones that you see them pop up in every Wawa, Quick Check, all over.
Public parks.
New Jersey, public parks. And
what's the range?
Can cars also charge themselves there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the same. They're all the same. Charge. CorePoint is the company that's pretty much nationwide that does this. That's who Harley contracted. And there's 640 dealers in America, and only 150 of them were chosen in the initial step of electric motorcycles. And it was both of our stores, the one here, and the one I have on Route 10 in Morris Plains. Actually, the company that's installing the system will be there on Wednesday to get the outdoor stuff because it's all ready for them. And we have requirements from the motor company that if we were going to, when we were chosen as an electric dealer, we had to have all our requirements. I have educational requirements where people are flying into Milwaukee this week again to learn. My mechanics, my master mechanics have to go there to learn the electric motorcycles so that we can service our customers properly. And this is going to be a niche market for Harley, okay? I might get 7 of these motorcycles in the whole calendar year, okay? Mm-hmm. The bicycles are coming in the fall also, and the first segment are going to be for 3- and 4-year-olds and 6 and 7. And I think by Christmas we might see the adult version for early spring. The charging system is a fast charge system so that...
Excuse me, can I just interrupt you guys for a second? Just to kind of set the stage, could you explain why it is that you're here? I know it is, but I'd like to hear it on the record.
Okay, if it were up to them, they wouldn't be here. Okay?
Yes,
so the reason they're here is because where they want to put the charging stations is in the parking area. So they either, at minimum, they needed a waiver of site plan, minor site plan approval. In fact, I was going to say the board, to try to save your escrow account money, told the planner he didn't have to come because his report is very short. And quite frankly, the points in his report are really the only points that have to be addressed. And essentially, what he says is, I'm paraphrasing from page 1, based on the proposed improvements and any impacts to existing parking, the applicant shall confirm the applicability of the waiver of site plan criteria. Without any reductions to parking, the criteria would seem to apply. So the ordinance, the township back in 2007 adopted a waiver of site plan ordinance for situations like this. So you didn't have to spend the money to go through a formal site plan. And what it says, this is Ordinance Section 165-36.1, right? Section 36 says site plan approval is required. 36.1 says the approving authority, in this case, you're in front of the Board of Adjustment, not the Planning Board, because their facility is approved via D variance. Mm-hmm. Because their facility is automotive related is prohibited in all the zones in the township. Because the board granted the T variance for the underlying facility, anything at that facility under the Puglio appellate division case, which I have in the other notebook, I can give you if you care, but that says any subsequent site plan off of a D variance stays with the Board of Adjustment. So they're here from the Board of Adjustment for a waiver of site plan. So it says the approving authority of the Board of Adjustment may waive the requirement for site plan review if the board finds one of three things, and you don't need all of them, you just need one of them. One, secured previous site plan approval and the proposed development will have an insignificant impact. Well, if you don't lose any parking spaces, that would seem to fit. If you do lose parking spaces, that might not fit. Two, involves normal repair, maintenance, and replacement. That doesn't apply in this case. That's the one that normally applies when the cell companies come in to switch out the antennas. Number three, it will not affect existing circulation, parking, et cetera, et cetera. So let's say they did lose a space, but they still had the required number of spaces. They didn't dip down to a variance, even though number one would not apply because it might not be an insignificant impact. If it doesn't affect existing circulation and parking, you could also grant the waiver. So the question is, why don't you show them the plan that shows
where... Well, we did provide you with a photograph. Do each of you have that photograph with the star on it?
Yes, right. Okay. I was just trying to kind of encapsulate. You're here for waiver of site plan.
Yeah. Correct.
That's it. That's all I was looking for together. You're here for waiver of site plan.
Waiver of site plan. And if you look at
you guys should I thought it was important that because you
understand the criteria.
And that you understood the history of this place.
Right. And then you're starting to get into the actual testimony as to why it meets the criteria. That's why I thought it was important to set the question up.
Yep.
So, yes, we have the full
package here. So if you all look at the photograph that we provided, it's the one that has the star on it.
Yeah, this one I have.
The charging station will be...
Yeah, by the way, can I have one of those? Because originally this is what you had.
No. We submitted new ones.
Aha!
The charging station will be located where that star is.
You guys have this one with the star?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And it'll be located on the sidewalk, not in the parking area. So the two parking spaces won't be lost. At times...
Can you charge these things? You can put the things on the sidewalk and charge them?
No. It's going to stay in the... If a bike pulls in, it'll go right in the parking spot. And then it just has a cord.
Okay, but you're saying the charging station itself will not be in the parking
area? No, it's on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And if you look at that photo, you'll see the sidewalk essentially ends right there. I mean, just past that. So we use those two spots for that reason. The charging station, motorcycle, will pull up, be able to charge. And I want you to understand the reasoning behind this. Bob, what is the distance a motorcycle can travel on a charge?
140 to 150 miles. Depending on
how fast the guy's
going.
So the thing is this. We have a customer that goes out for a ride and then wants to stop into the store, and he's already put 100 miles on his motorcycle, and he has to get home. He has to have a charging station. So
I can explain.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so in that scenario, with the quick charge that you see all around, the state, they'll be able to charge to full capacity in about 20 to 25 minutes.
Wow.
And then they can get to their next destination. See, I think in our store in Morris Plains, this kind of motorcycle is going to be a little different because of the more urban type area. Here, he might not be able to get a charge unless, Quick Check he stops at has them, Wawa has them. All car dealers have them. If you're in Flemington Car Truck,
the medical center.
And it's the medical center. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
And they're all the same?
Yep, they're all the same. Yes.
So, really, you wouldn't be losing these two parking spaces.
No, not at all.
I'm saying you could also have electric cars come in.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So just so you know, neither Tom or I, at the time Tom reviewed this was not in the board's file. Oh. Apparently, Denise saw the one that she just ripped up. It had a picture of that, but it didn't show where the thing was going.
Yeah, Denise was smart enough to say, give us a bigger picture.
Spaces and a curb.
Yeah. So once Denise asked him for that, you guys had that, but Tom didn't have it at the time he did the report. Tom and I are assuming the thing's going to be in the parking space.
No.
Had we seen this all along?
A car could pull in and hit it. That has to be up on the curb.
The reason it's going to be used for cars because Holly's research shows that the Tesla driver is going to come and look at our motorcycles because of that quality product.
And how many are you talking about putting in?
Yeah, how many chargers?
One charger.
That's it.
Okay.
Can I ask the question? Just on the information that was submitted, this chart here, ABM?
Yes, that's the company.
Okay. Someone had circled a unit with one port. I'll call it a port or single head.
That's what it has, one port, but it also...
It'll serve two
cars. Yeah, but the one port will give you the fast charge. Say if a another customer, he would have to use the plug, like we would use to plug our vacuum in. There's one of them on the bike, and then he would have to plug, but it didn't take him longer.
Well, that's a good point. How quick is the fast charge, and how slow is the...
20 to 25 minutes for the fast charge. He testified.
Yeah. 20 to 25 minutes for the fast?
Yep.
What is it, if you don't use the fast charge, what does it take to charge one of these things up?
If you did it at home, depending on where you were, if you were totally empty, you would have to possibly do it all night.
So that would be the same case if they pulled in and had you slow charge at your place?
No. They would go into my building and they would plug in the wall.
Okay, but how long would that take?
I don't know how long. If it was totally empty?
Yeah.
Maybe 8 hours. Not a car I wouldn't bring in.
But you said I understand. You charge two, right? One guy gets the fast charge. The second one has got to plug in.
If he didn't want to wait 20 minutes.
And if he doesn't want to wait. And then how long would it take him? 8 hours?
Could take hours.
But if his bike was totally empty.
Yeah.
On charge. Yeah.
Practically speaking.
I'll wait for 20 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Practically speaking, what's going to happen is somebody comes in, they're using the fast charger. The other guy comes in, he waits 20 minutes, and he gets the fast charger.
That's sort of the opposite of saying I can charge two at once.
Can I ask one thing?
Two at once or wait?
No, but the positioning services two different spots, is what they're saying.
It serves two spots, but one is as a fast charger, one is
not. No, I understand that, but I'm saying also the positioning is designed to handle two spots as well.
To either one.
Right.
Right, that's a different question.
Yeah. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah. Mm.
I hope no one gets annoyed at me, but even though you're only proposing to install one, why don't you ask?
Permission to
install two. You don't have to use it, but if
you want
to
add later, then you got
it. You'd have to come back.
Permission to do four, because if it gets that good, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, but see, here, with the star location, you could put two at the star, one for one space, one for the other.
Yeah.
So if they say yes for two, don't think you're going to come in for a permit to put the second one further down the line because...
Oh, no, we'd be in the same location.
Yeah, same location. Yeah. But would the board mind if they... So can you amend your application to seek to put two of these in at the star location?
Tonight?
Tonight, right now.
Certainly. I'm happy to make that motion to amend.
Sure. So we'll say two of these chargers at the star location.
Two fast chargers.
Two fast chargers.
Yes.
Right. It has to be that way because...
Well, no. Right now they have...
I know they have one.
One unit which has a fast charge on one and a slow charge on the other. I'm suggesting they don't have to do it, but if they seek permission to get two of these units put in, they can separate them by a foot or two. If they put it at star location, they could have a fast charge for one space and a fast charge for the other space.
Yeah.
What I was struggling with, John, though, is if one is an eight-hour thing. I know realistically... You know, they're going to switch over to the other one, right? Mm-hmm. But theoretically, if you have the other charger, then you're using up a parking space for 8 hours. And that's what I was starting to
say. Well, nobody's going to sit there for 8 hours.
I understand that.
I get it.
That's why I'm suggesting that they seek permission for two of them.
Right. That eliminates that.
Thank you, Mr. Drill. Great idea.
Propose two chargers, intend to install one now and one sometime in the future.
Thank you.
How wide are these things? They have to be separated by some distance?
No.
How wide is what?
The unit itself.
The unit.
About a foot. Yeah, they're small. Actually, you could do it so you could bifurcate the line coming out and put one in the middle of each of the parking space on the curb.
The cord on it so it comes out.
In California, there's a picture. Right each other.
Yeah. That's what we would do. Yeah.
In the packet?
The base is 12 and a half inches.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have the resolution. I'm going to attach this picture as an exhibit because it's going to say the two are going to be put in at the location marked by the star. And I'm going to quote this model number, PEDRET25GS1. That's what you want to install, correct?
Just I would say that or comparable.
Or equal.
Equal, right.
Yeah, because I would imagine there's a chance that they find a better one, a better way.
John, where do you get GS1 based on this?
PEDRET25G31.
G31.
If I said S, I misspoke. It's the equivalent of a speaking typo.
All right.
Let me ask you on that one.
were there other questions though from the planner? That was the principal.
That was the principal question.
Yeah. Yep.
with, we're talking about parking to some degree. I don't own a motorcycle. Some friends do. I buy handkerchiefs for the heads or whatever once in a while.
Oh, there's another question.
I've never seen that parking lot full.
I could only pray that parking lot.
I would agree. So what I'm getting after, just to bring up, just since I've seen, you know, the site situation.
Bobby, why don't you explain to him what you explained to me before about the Route 10 versus this?
Yeah, this.
Explain to him.
But just let could he ask his question first?
Well, it's not really a question so much as
an observation.
It's an observation. Thank you, John. Observation, what I've seen, and with the additional possible sales, and I read up on the electric bike before this, and like you said, it's kind of a unique crowd that's going to be buying as a test. But
it's a very expensive. It's a $30,000 motorcycle.
Something like that, right? So it's very expensive, but you said something about bicycles now. Is that going to bring in more?
Oh,
sales or something that we're going to occupy the lot Christmas time?
I could only pray that lot.
Right.
It's never been full. Okay. Never. In 20 years. Never.
I've been there every 20 years.
No, it's going to be it's going to be our customer base, and these are for little kids, these bicycles. They might buy it for Christmas, I guess. Okay.
Can you explain why, in your opinion, your parking lot at this facility is not full versus your facility in Route 10 in Morris Plains?
We're a destination here.
Versus in Morris Plains, you're
a location.
Pass by traffic in Morris Plains?
Pass by traffic in Morris Plains. More cars go by that building in one day than I probably see in 6 months out here.
It's also higher population density.
Higher population.
Demographics are different. And quite frankly, the motorcycle business is not what it was 20 years ago.
That's another fact.
What type of things are purchased on a daily basis out in Morris Plains versus here? You were telling me that people are coming into the corporate headquarters?
Because of the big corporate area they have, we get a lot of influx of businessmen and women that come to the corporate headquarters that maybe flew in. I'll give you a big example. A lot of people from Germany that come to the corporate headquarters over there love to come shopping at our store because the leather jacket that costs $350 here costs $900 in Germany.
Wow.
And Molly Davidson jeans cost $32 here. Over there, they cost $100.
So you're getting retail accessory sales out in Morris Plains, and you're not getting the same sort of thing here in Clinton.
Well, our location in Morris Plains is so that the board understands. If you turn off of Route 287 onto Route 10 and head toward Denville, you pass through the very first light, and on the other side of Route 10 is the Gate Hall complex. Was it Prudential is up there?
Honeywell.
I mean, there's massive commercial development up there that's still highly occupied. You know, unfortunately, we talk about demographics. When Merck was cooking and there were a lot of executives, you know, it's just like what's happened generally. We all live in Hunterdon County to our real estate sales. They just are down. They're depressed because we just don't have that, you know. If we get somebody occupies that 1.3 million space, things may change. But these are not inexpensive motorcycles. I mean, what's the average Harley Davidson sell for?
Like $30,000.
Right. So you're not talking about something that a 17-year-old goes out and buys. You know, it's they're expensive motorcycles. And when we had more of the executive types that were located out here in at Merck and so forth, our sales were fantastic. But they've dropped off in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
How about the rest of Tom's comments? So comment one is the parking, no problem. Comment two is the applicant has indicated the charging stations are provided for the convenience to support the new electrical vehicle fleet. They're not offered for a fee to anyone coming off the street. Is that correct?
Correct. Right.
So if there's a condition that says you can't charge a fee for it.
Well, they'll pay for their usage, but no profit for us. They just pay for their kilowatt hours.
Okay, but it's for customers or people visiting the site.
Correct.
Yes.
Because then Tom says, then the charging station could be considered an ancillary component to the existing use. In other words, it doesn't need a use variance because it's then basically an accessory use to the rest of the store. So let me just, for customer and potential customer use only. He already indicated it also can be used for bicycles and automobiles. Number four, are you going to have any additional signage? Hopefully the answer is no. It's other than what's other than what's on this.
That's what you're going to say.
Okay, so the only sign is going to say, well, this sign says reserved parking charging only. That's what you're going to do?
If you don't want it on there, I won't put it on there. I mean, it belongs on there so people know it's the electric charger.
We don't want people to block those spots, but as we've said, there's never any spots, you know.
Your call.
How big is it?
Take a look. It's right in the picture.
I'm uncomfortable with that purely because they're asking the number of parking spots they need to have, and despite the fact that the parking lot's often empty without a variance for the number of parking spots.
Would you mind not having that sign there? It makes it easier to grant this complete.
Not a problem.
All right, so no.
Then possibly instead of the reserve, electric charging station.
Is that fine?
Just
no.
Just to alert them to the fact that it's there.
Anything that doesn't indicate that it's...
So no signs other than a sign that says electric charging station, which will be mounted on the charging station.
Fine. That's simple.
That's the microphone starting to go. Does anyone have their... you have your iPhone or whatever, move it away from the mic. Let's see if that does it.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it.
Tom Barron's had one other.
Yeah.
The applicant should confirm the number of anticipated charges today. How would you know?
We're only getting 7 motorcycles in a year. I don't know. And is
well, once you get the bicycles, once you get the bicycles, there's going to be lines down the street.
I think you're going to have lots of new automobile friends.
How many kids are going to be going down Route 22 on their bicycles?
No, and the first round of bicycles were only for
the 3-year-olds.
Little kids.
Yeah.
So
these wouldn't be electrified or anything. Kids like
yeah, they would.
They are.
Yeah.
They're talking about electric. Yeah.
You ever see the little battery operated electric? Well, same thing, but with electric.
In the middle of August, if you get some time, stop by the store because I'm going to have this display with it's like a 55-inch TV, that, and you'll be able to see everything about the electric bicycles. The electric motorcycles and
when you say electric bicycles, are we talking like mopeds or like
no? Just
you see, bicycles now have they have electric lines.
They're not street legal in Jersey.
Cannondale, they help go up a hill. All the lines have it.
2- and 3-year-olds, they plug it in their house and then they don't have to
ride around the yard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get it.
Like it's going to make the next generation even lazier.
I see them out on the road.
I know.
They ride on my street all the time.
Yeah, they're out all over the place. They're not street legal, but you know, out here the police don't care because. The legislature stalled on that for like 10 years.
You said one other thing about charging stations that may have some of these internal to the building.
I could do that. That would be simple, but they cost a lot of money.
Okay, I just didn't know.
Yeah, so like what I'll do at night with a customer's bike, it'll just plug into my regular wall socket so that in the morning we could service their bike and then they could go.
So you don't need another fast charger?
No.
Okay.
If you guys are ready,
I should clarify one thing. It's of the 3 ways that you can get a waiver of site plan, my read on this is that you're qualifying under 3. Not affect existing circulation, parking, drainage, building arrangements, landscaping, buffering, lighting, and other considerations.
I actually think both 1 and 3 apply.
I'm fine with 1 as well.
Yeah. Your choice. You can go 1 or 3. I was going to suggest since they did submit the site plan, and they did submit this, and you could make a finding that what they're proposing is going to have an insignificant impact on the previously approved site plan, that you might go with 1. I generally suggest going to 3 only if 1 doesn't apply. In other words, if they were losing a space, but let's say instead of having 61 spaces required, only 58 were required, and they were losing two or three. They still had enough, so they didn't need a variance. But that wouldn't be an insignificant impact. That wouldn't be a one, but it still could be a three. Here, they actually can do a one, but it's your call. It doesn't matter to me.
First advantage for one. One is sort of less.
One's easy.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Motion to grant the waiver under number one, subject to the conditions you all discussed. Is that someone making a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Chairman, first, is there any inclusion or testimony or discussion on the electrical?
That's for the construction department.
By Roxbury Engineering, nothing.
That will all be presented. I have the construction permits ready, but I wanted to wait until we got site plan waiver.
Okay.
We'll submit them tomorrow.
Put it this way. He wanted to be all-inclusive. Since in the beginning he wasn't inclusive enough, he decided, put everything in. Can't go wrong that way.
Okay.
Yes.
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 Thank you very much,
John,
everybody.
John, yes. Does this need a resolution?
It does need a resolution, but I'm going to make a suggestion. If you guys request, the board can't direct the zoning officer or construction official to do anything, but they can request. If you request the board to ask Denise to ask the zoning officer and the construction official to issue permits as if the resolution was done tonight, that would speed you along.
Absolutely, we certainly request.
Please,
that.
Denise, do that tomorrow morning.
So, you guys make that. You guys already asking Denise to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you have a different question?
No, that was exactly what I was going to ask.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I hope this drives some more business for you.
Oh, I tell you this.
You have to explain to the guys.
I'm sorry.
The resolution is a little too cool. In the location of that
car.
You know these motorcycles? Those 0 to 60 electric motorcycles. That's 0 to 16, three steps.
Wow. No shifting.
I was reading where the guy was riding and went to 100 in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Off the record, the question I have is this. Do they sound like a Harley? So what chances are there that they're going to sell? That's my problem.
Is there like a whirling sound?
It's almost like...
That's a good question.
Well, have you ever seen the futuristic movies where, like, RoboCop and he's riding on electric bike? And that's what they're going to sound like.
Yeah. They always do what Tesla does. They type in the fake engine sounds into the...
Well, Holly's working on that.
Okay.
Yeah, all these work.
Yeah, so that sounds right. So that sounds like you're in a real car. Well, actually, a real car into a gasoline car. Right? Yeah.
Yep. Folks, you have a great evening.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice seeing you guys again after 20 years.
Yeah, listen, when I walked in there for 20 years, I remember it. Thank you. My old neighbors.
Hi.
Do you have anything coming down the road next month?
Yeah, we actually have a big one next month.
We gotta let Tom sort it out. That's what it seems right now. Sometimes they seem one way and they turn out another, but right now that's how it seems.
And it was just the applicant has until they have to be on a professional file.
So on this first issue, client many, many years ago, John Baker, I would imagine.
More than five years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Did you work on this site?
I don't know what the site is, but I don't think so.
Put it this way, if it's not this site and it's more than 5 years ago, you're probably going to be all right.
Okay.
Now, unless you still socialize with him, talk with him. No, you're probably going to be all right.
Okay, motion to adjourn. Was that a motion?
That was motion.
That was my motion.
She made the motion.
Is everyone waiting for me to do it? I mean,
that was good. That was good.
And a second. We had a second over here. All in favor?
Aye.
Tom, motion, second.